Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Isn't that good to know? Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And on yesterday's broadcast, we began sharing a message looking at Romans, the 8th chapter, on trusting God's goodness. Romans 8:32 says, "He that spared not his own son, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" And a very familiar passage, Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Now, have you ever thought or asked God, what good can come out of this situation? I know I have. There are times some things happen in our lives, sometimes tragedies, crises, and it's like, what possible good could come out of this? But let's read verse 29. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren." And then it goes on in verse 30, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he also glorified." So that's the bottom line. That good is that we are going to be sharing in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we, every one of us, if we've named the name of the Lord and are saved, we're in the process of growth and maturity. We're being cleansed by the washing of the Word. We're mortifying, with the Holy Spirit's help, the deeds of the body. We're walking in the Spirit. We're putting on the mind of Christ. And so the things that we go through, they help us to be conformed to the image of Jesus, God's Son. And someday, the Lord will finish the work He's already begun right here, right now in you, through restraining circumstances and the discipline of His perfect will. So, beloved, what tether does the Lord have you on today? What kind of restrictions do you feel that you're bound with? And sometimes, as I shared in yesterday's broadcast, on a beautiful a purebred stallion, an owner had a tether around his foot, and it was to prevent him from hurting himself, because he would jump over hedges and fences, and he could have been permanently injured, broken a leg, and been, you know, I guess in cases like that, they don't, unless they can save the horse, it's not a good outlook. So, beloved, the tether of adversity, if you will, is meant to keep you in the place of safety and blessing. And I know there's going to be one day we stand before the Lord. I know we'll probably have all kinds of questions to ask, but eternity will reveal that all of life's obstacles that we've faced, that those things that are hindering you or distressing you, they're actually working together for your good. How can we say that? Because that's what the Word says. Now, when God wants to put more power into our lives, He often brings more pressure. I know you might say, oh, wonderful. But beloved, we can take a lesson from the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 6, you've probably heard this preached in many sermons. "Behold," this is the Lord speaking, "as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand." Let me tell you a little story that I read. There was a visitor that went to the shop of a famous potter, and he was puzzled by one of the operations, which seemed to have very little purpose. He saw a workman who was beating a lump of clay with a large mallet, And, you know, it looked like nothing was happening. So finally, the visitor who was taking the tour asked, sir, why are you doing that? And the reply was, well, just wait and look for the results, and then you'll understand. That was his reply. So the visitor took the man's advice, and he soon noted that the top of the massive clay began to quiver and swell as little bumps formed on its surface. He was actually beating out the bubbles. He says, now you can see the need for the pounding, said the man. I could never shape the clay into a worthwhile vessel if these bubbles remained in it, so I must gradually work them out. And of course, the visitor was a Christian, so he immediately recalled Jeremiah 18, and he saw more clearly than before why the great potter must work on our souls. So, the word says his word is like a hammer. So if you feel like you're being beat by the Lord's mallet, he's just beating out those bubbles. Aren't you glad? Well, I'm sure the clay probably isn't terribly happy at the time, but that lump of clay, if it could speak and it had sense and understanding, it would be willing to go through that so it could be a very beautiful piece of pottery. I know for a period of time, well, 7 months actually, I was boarding for free a beautiful horse that was called Shasta. And I just really enjoyed taking care of this horse. And as a way of, since I wasn't being paid for it, the owner gave me a really beautiful vessel with beautiful, it was a beautiful piece of pottery with painting on it. And the shape of it is very exquisite. So obviously that little vessel had to go through a lot to get in that shape and then to be painted with the beautiful Southwestern designs on it. And that's just what the Lord is doing to us. He first has to get us in the right shape. And then, of course, he adorns us with beautiful, beautiful markings. He clothes us with the beautiful garments of salvation, the robe of righteousness. And so the discipline of chastening and the trials that God allows in our lives are necessary to eliminate pride and self-will. And this is the way the Master forms us into beautiful vessels prepared to hold the treasures of His grace. And if you can remember when Solomon was about to become king, we know that the Lord searches the heart, and Solomon had a dream, and the Lord appeared to him at Gibeon in this dream, and he said, ask what I shall give thee. And so what he did ask for was an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and bad. And so what the Lord responded to him was, he said, because thou hast asked this thing and has not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor for the life of thine enemies, behold, I have done according to thy words. And beloved, there's a difference between doing and being for Jesus. The Lord is, He searches the reins of the heart. He looks at the deepest parts within us, our heart, our soul, our spirit. He wants, David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. And so the Lord wants to develop in us a heart that will follow after Him, a heart that will be willing to pay whatever price to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Now, there is in this Christian life, and I know a lot of ministries don't preach this way. Sometimes as you listen to some preachers, that it's nothing but blessing after blessing, that, oh, you know, trials, you know, they're nothing, no significant trials. You can just, if you're walking in faith and you're confessing the word of the Lord, you're just going to have a relative life of ease. Well, unfortunately, that causes, and we know from Jesus, that causes a lot of heartache and some even to fall away. We know from the parable of the sower, remember that? There was good seed that was sown and some fell on the wayside. The birds of the air plucked it up immediately. Some landed in shallow ground. And it started taking root, but because there was no depth of earth and it had no depth, when adversity came, it withered up. And beloved, that's true with a lot of Christians. There are many who just are not able to withstand the difficulties, the trials. You know, as tragic as it might seem, and we don't have answers, and I think perhaps one of the most honest things a minister could say when dealing with answer to some terrible tragedies that sometimes happen, even in the lives of Christians, we have to be honest and say, I don't know. We don't have the mind of the Lord. And I think it's very wrong to give the mistaken idea that as ministers of the gospel, we have all the answers. God just reveals his whole game plan to us. That's just not true. If we're prophetic, if God gives a word of prophecy, it's just a bit and portion of his eternal mind. He doesn't give us the whole picture. We're not God. He wants us to encourage the saints to look to God. And so, beloved, it's important for us to understand that trials and tribulations are a part of life. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. On tomorrow's broadcast, perhaps we can finish up this message, but we're going to be looking a little more closely at the ministry of suffering. And you might say, oh, I don't know if I want to listen to that. Well, I think you should, because the Lord has something good for you. Hear the word of the Lord, my beloved. It is in releasing that you receive. It is in relinquishing that you lay hold of. It is in turning from the past that you can move forward. It is in waiting on me that the path is made straight before your feet. It is in humility that you're exalted. It is in preferring others that you are favored. It is in seeking my face that you see yourself as I have made you. It is in delighting to do my will that the desires of your heart are given. It is dying to self, my beloved, that you indeed truly live, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today after the Lord said that. There's not much I can add. Except if you need prayer, I'm here for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.